This episode is brought to you in part by Split Software. Split is the feature delivery platform you need to help you exceed modern expectations in continuous and progressive delivery. As they once said, if you're not first, you're last. Similarly, if you're not delivering, you're falling behind. A software release shouldn't be stressful, and yet they tend to happen late at night after many days of stress. Imagine if it were otherwise. No mishaps, headaches, or hair loss. Split is the feature data platform software engineers need to release features quickly and safely. You and up to 10 of your colleagues can create your first feature flags at split.io/AWS Morning Brief. That's split.io/AWS Morning Brief. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Let's get after it. Amazon S3 replication time control for predictable replication time now available in the AWS China regions. I would not have predicted that getting this feature over there would have taken this long. Amazon SageMaker Canvas supports mathematical functions and operators for richer data exploration, neither of which justify its $1.90 an hour per logged in session charge that doesn't stop billing you until you remember to log out manually weeks or months later when the bill hits. Snow, Amazon Linux 2, AL2, Amazon Machine Image, AMI, available on all Snow family jobs. I didn't know this one was in the works because nobody on AWS's Snow team turned Informer, a licky boom boom dem. Announcing one-click templates and tutorials in AWS budgets. This is a small step toward helping customers out of the free tier trap, but so much work remains to be done. AWS Certificate Manager Private Certificate Authority is now AWS Private Certificate Authority. Congratulations to the new top-level service, AWS Private Certificate Authority with OpenSSL Gen RSA-out CA.key 2048 compatibility. Yes, I know, it speaks ECDSA, but my crappy bash script from 2006, where I went rummaging to find the syntax for this joke, absolutely does not. AWS Cloud Control API now supports AWS Private Link. I really wish that the Cloud Control API was simply everywhere, because until then, it feels like the service gaps are surprising and painful. It's a hard problem for AWS to solve. AWS Compute Optimizer now supports 37 new EC2 instance types and new memory metrics for Windows instances. I'm disheartened to discover that Compute Optimizer was that far behind and still, as of this recording, is missing almost 50 other instance types right now. That means that its recommendations may very well not be accurate or authoritative for some workloads. AWS Copilot, a CLI for the containerized apps, adds IAM permission boundaries and more. Someday, someone's going to use very small words and explain to me what IAM permissions boundaries are. Maybe it's today. AWS Cost Categories now support retroactive rules application. I know it doesn't seem like much, but a fundamental underpinning of modern cloud economics just shifted with this release. The change for the better. Amazon File Cache, a high-performance cache on AWS for your on-premises file systems. I was worried when this was announced about what it would do to data transfer charges. If it automatically populates itself with files, couldn't it make decisions that were suboptimal from a customer economic standpoint? I needn't have worried. AWS launched this service with a $1.33 per gigabyte month price that is so high that you won't notice or care about the usually expensive AWS data transfer portion of the bill. Amazon Workspaces introduces Ubuntu desktops. 2023 is apparently the year of Linux on the virtual AWS desktop. Migrate from Oracle Rack to AWS. Alternatives on AWS. So Oracle Rack is great, but it's also very expensive. AWS has several alternative services that you can use instead that are also very expensive. Set up enterprise-level cost allocation for machine learning environments and workloads using resource tagging in Amazon SageMaker. It seems to me that of any machine learning problem spaces that could be solved, tagging resources effectively would be a slam dunk win. So why is this a manual process? And finally, secure media delivery at the edge on Amazon Web Services. Forget secure for a minute. How do we get affordable media delivery given AWS's egress charges? And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. I'll talk to you later this week.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.